I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
It's just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Who say waiting? It's been a while. It's been a while. It's been a while. Dr. Sign.
Mekrikwe.
Dr. Sign.
Mekrikwe.
We are live in Ghana.
Straight. And right. Live in Abidjan. Live.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Live everywhere.
Everywhere, man.
We're global.
Oh, how's it going, Dr.
Oh,
Sai?
Oh, Mekrikwe.
What did I
the
miss?
The commander yes, sir, is back. Yes, sir. Hey, the commander is back. The commander is back.
Let's get on Facebook.
Straight.
You know, I want to see the Akwaba. You know, I want to see the Akwaba. Yeah.
Oh, bonvenu.
D'accord. Yeah.
The commander is back.
Dr. Sai.
Mekrikwe.
What did I miss?
Mekri.
What did I miss? GH two plus 233. What did I miss?
Interestingly, we missed you.
I like that.
Yeah.
Interestingly, we missed you. I go all the messages, you know, on Facebook,
straight,
on X, on TikTok, everywhere, you know. And felicitations from Cote d'Ivoire, you know. I had a nice time, you know.
Because I was just about to ask, you know, comment se passe la voyage?
Yeah.
How was the trip, you know?
It was great. Yeah. You know, so, you know, I'm you know, trying to cut down on the French because, you know, I started the show with French.
Straight.
And I think we are doing some disservice to the listener because then you have to translate
everything.
You understand everything, you know. So let's just go with English.
Straight.
You know,
straight.
But let me first of all say big shout outs to, you know, this seat is big, you know, and I had, you know, two, you know, big, you know, amazing guys, you know, fill the seats while I was away. Kofi Hayford.
Kofi Hayford.
And KMJ.
Big what?
Oh, right. You know, so big shout out to Kofi Hayford.
Right.
Big shout out to KMJ. Amazing job. Amazing
straight,
job.
Straight,
you know.
Straight. Straight. Good. They handled everything.
That's right.
And, you know.
Yes. So, you know, it was a good time. Yeah. I got to meet some amazing people. I got to experience the Ivorian culture.
Right.
You know, their culture is very similar to, you know, that of Ghanaians.
Oh, really?
Like, their culture, dance, is just like the Adoa of the people of the Ashanti region.
Oh, okay.
They
okay.
dance just like, I wish I could show some of these videos for you to see. You know, their food. I went to Assini. Which is actually on the border of Ghana. So Assini in Cote d'Ivoire, on the Ghana side, is half Assini. Yeah.
So that's what it is.
That's what it is. So they have Assini and they eat wache and all of that, you know. And that's right. They have names like Apia.
They have Apia.
Yeah, they have Apia in Cote d'Ivoire.
Are they from Ghana?
Yeah, I
check the roots.
I believe that, you know, the roots are into, you know, Ghana. Yeah, so amazing time, great food. They have that sheke. You know, they have something similar to oil rice.
Oh, okay.
You know,
Angwamo.
Yes, you know, they have that, you know, they fry plantain.
Hey.
It's great. And I ate a lot of poulet.
What's that?
And I ate a lot of poisson. So poulet is chicken.
Chicken.
And poisson is fish. You know, so, you know, grilled, you know, it was an amazing time, you know. But that said, as I said before I left, I went to actually help the people of Cote d'Ivoire to ameliorate their DJ, you know, industry. Yeah. They have something great going on. They have the DJ School Abidjan, you know, which organized the event I went to. Mm-hmm. They had the SAMSI, you know, which had some of the students graduate.
Oh, okay.
I got opportunity to do a presentation live before the Minister of Culture.
We saw pictures. Flying, you know.
Yeah.
You were in New York.
That's right. Representing Ghana to the max.
Yeah.
So that was Honorable Francois, you know. I got to speak about the DJing, and in I told her, you know, about what we are doing in Ghana. And actually, before the gathering, I showed them, you know, two pictures, a picture of a DJ and that of a pilot. And I said, these two professionals, look at the DJ's console, look at the pilot's console, you know, his cockpit.
Yeah.
They are similar. The only difference is that one flies you in the air and the other one in your mind.
She started clapping.
You know, she's, you know. So, you know, just drawing, you know, those lines and mapping the two professions. So I told them that DJing is a very respectable profession. And I also encourage the government to support the DJ industry because it's very key, you know, to development.
Definitely.
And I told them the role that DJs played in the AFCON and how we got to appreciate their music and all of that, you know. So, yes.
That was this popular one. Everywhere.
Tamsa. Tamsa. Big song. Yes. You know, so.
It reminds me of the Cape Verde ladies, you know.
Yeah.
When they dance to that.
Yeah. All right. We are live on Facebook.
Straight. Mercury, I wanted you to tell me, you know, if I'm an you know, event organizer.
Yeah.
Organizing events at Ivory Coast or in Ivory Coast right now, what artists from Ghana should I think of?
From Ghana.
From Ivory Coast.
Interestingly, I listened.
Uh-huh.
I listened. It's quite funny. The only Ghanaian song.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so just like Nigeria, the people of Cote d'Ivoire, they do like 90% their music.
Okay.
But there's something that the minister told me that they are trying to encourage the DJs to add a little. See the irony.
Uh-huh.
In Ghana, we're fighting
to stop
foreign content. Uh-huh. But there, they're actually fighting to get a little bit more of foreign content into what they churn out.
Okay.
Because according to the minister, Francois, if Cote d'Ivoire is supposed to be a hospitable country. Then when people come, they must feel welcomed through the playback of their music. You understand? Because if you say you are hospitable and the people come and all they hear is your music. You know, so I think in that respect, they are ahead of us. You understand? Because we are trying to fight to play more of our music. Yeah. They are playing more of their music, but they are saying, you know what? Let's give some 20% to foreign content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's really, really great. Yeah, but I mean, the only song I heard all my time in Cote d'Ivoire 1 week was Euphoria Mponsa. That's all I heard. It's quite funny.
Euphoria Mponsa,
that's all I heard. So all the Ghana songs that were played in Cote d'Ivoire. Yes, all the Ghana songs that I played in Cote d'Ivoire came from me.
Wow.
Came from me. I took our music there. I played, you know, the new Adina. I did Black Sheriff. You know, I played Kwame Eugene. I went to play at Noom Hotel.
Mercury, we need to have a special convo on this one.
Right.
We definitely need to have a special convo on this one.
Yeah.
Take off. Hey, Ghana, then Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
You know, the language barrier, but then at least... You know, but then we need to have a special
convo on this one.
You know, the commander is back. Get on Facebook. We are live. Share the feed. Like, drop your name, drop your location. You know, the roll call is about to go down. Yeah, the roll call is about to go down. And the commander is doing us. Yeah, so get on Facebook, get on YouTube, drop your name, drop your location, share the feed. Yeah, tell us where you are listening to us from. Roll call, roll call.
Right.
103.9 FM.
Donald Swart says, what's that? And Sam Kobina Dufu says, good evening. Today's my birthday. Myself and my colleagues, Audit Queen, Haji Nancy, have parked at Tessano Police Station waiting for clearance. You're cleared. Right. And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Mercy Neram says, live in Tama Community 25, father of DJ. Jace, you've been missed. Well, I'm here, man. It's good to be back. And of course, Nana Kofi Kiriku says, welcome back, Mercury Quay. Watching live from Bank Hospital with my old man. Hey, what's up? Right. And Thais Yonzi says, watching live from Tayman inside Mama Africa Unicef Salon. And Aiko to all my motor boys at Tayman Station. Together we say Aiko to the hustle. And Shadrach Nyako says, turn up. Welcome back, General. You're looking good. Thanks so, so much. And Kwesi Salt.
Kwesi
Salt says, Charlie Mercury, Ade Madina Zongo Junction, where some Trotro Park for my laptop. Mm-hmm. He won't move, but I say, make we wait for this. Make we wait for Clara's. Charlie, move. In leg will pain up. 5,000 boys says, oh my days, the whole Nungwa 5,000 standing ovation for Mercury Quay.
Straight.
Yeah,
straight,
welcome.
That's what it is.
That's right. Standing ovation, that's what it is. Yo, 5,000. Man, I appreciate that's you guys, man. Right, it's like sound system inside Nungwa right now. Boom. Everybody.
Boom.
Yeah. Rita Seram says, welcome back. Thank you very much. Gotway Tini says, hello, Mercury Quay. You're very, very, very welcome. Big up to Dr. Shine. I beg a park for Washington, D.C. inside a Shyman. A park so I Beck, let me make her go fast. This be your boy Jet. Shout out to all my GRM boys. Shine is watching. Onassis Abisi says, Onassis inside Kumasi Sokoban Zentex. Mm. And of course, the cancer news is here, watching live from Oyari Farm. Mr. Dot General says, welcome back, Mercury Quay General. Aswadi Chiami, the general, says, Adin Krama guy live. Tema C25. Kerry Oto says, good evening, I park. I can't move. Nanadu from I park Tema. Can't we move Danadu from office? No, it's
seven.
Call is Pizarro just dropping fire. And Chikome says, I park for the Bank Hospital where the ambulance go pass. I beg, give me clearance before I go move. Or the ambulance go there, my back keep. Move. Aaron BN says, Coco China. Oh, man, Coco China, one of my divas of the Turn Up Army. Coco China celebrates her birthday today.
Oh,
Coco
wow.
China, Turn Up birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, China. Happy birthday to you.
Before the whole China could start to celebrate. Talent
ni hao, shun, shin, shan, chun, da. Right. So, you can actually make 1,000 Ghana cedis on the show today. Charlie, this be my Akwaba offer.
Ah, 1K.
Akwaba offer. You know, 1K. So, get on the phone right now. Dial *281#. Select option 5 and play the quick cash game. Stand a chance to win 1,000 Ghana cedis live on the show. Dr. Shine.
Mercury,
what do you have for me?
Mercury, today the story where they welcome you.
Please share the feed. If you're on Facebook, share. Let's go.
Let's say big ups to Arnold.
Big ups to Arnold. Shouts to our dude. You know.
Manzigi.
Yeah, big shouts to Manzigi. Bet last weekend, Wadu tried to give me a kwaba, but
oh, but if Ziggy they give you a kwaba,
that's right. All right, so big shout out to Arnold, big shout out to the whole team, shout out to all the listeners, shout out to all the fans out there for holding the fort. *281# select option 5, play the quick cash game, stand a chance to win 1,000 Ghana cedis today. Before I say goodbye from the show, a big thanks one more time to Kofi Hayford and KMJ for holding the fort whilst I was away. All right, Dr. Shine.
Mercury, we've all heard, you know, and listened to Lord Paper telling us how Mr. Drew, you know, snatching girl, give him broken heart way now, he learned from mom. Mercury, people have been discussing this issue. But I tell you that, forget about this issue. This no be the issue for discussion. This no be the issue. There is another big issue around girl, Mr. Drew, big issue. We will get into it.
Right.
This will not be the issue. We will get into it. Mercury, you see, yesterday, the man, Cheddar, Nana Kwame Bediakon, yesterday launched the Save Ghana Fund.
And right.
This one, he say, yes, and yesterday he pledged that he's going to drop 500,000 Ghana cedis. Yeah, he pledged 500,000 Ghana cedis.
So he launched a fund on GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
Right.
No, it's not GoFundMe. It's quite different
from GoFundMe. Right.
This is a special app.
Right.
So this is Save Ghana Fund.
Right. Save
Ghana.
Is this Save Ghana or
no,
Save Ghana?
Yeah.
Right. So Save Ghana Fund. Right. Yeah.
And pledged 500,000 Ghana.
So what is the target of the Save Ghana Fund?
100,000 Ghana cedis.
100 million.
100 million Ghana cedis.
Right, 100 million Ghana cedis, right.
Yeah, yeah. And Mercury, since yesterday, we've been scrolling and, you know, trying to contribute and things. But then, we've been checking. People are saying that they know they see the pledge or the amount where he pledged. They know they see him on the portal. They are not seeing the money reflect on the portal.
When did he pledge?
Yesterday.
Hey, you see, I don't know why.
But my getting they say if you drop no palm, then in the show.
Transfer now. Nah. It's a transfer.
My Kukwe.
You understand? It's a transfer. Mm. Allow. It's wire. You understand? You make a transfer, it takes time for it to reflect.
We go enter and find out more whether it be transfer or not.
Right.
Yeah, we go find out more from that angle and whether people are donating.
Right.
Or
right.
Not.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
It's open for all Ghanaians, right?
And to the people saying that this legacy, we must clear this legacy. They must stop.
What legacy?
We must be serious in this country.
What legacy?
People they talk, hey, we must clear this legacy. We must be serious in this country.
What legacy are they talking about?
We must be serious, my quick.
whilst we're getting serious, let's clear Amos Abbe. It says, I park in front of a Shaman police station. Please clear me, make I go. And Godwin says, I park at GIS. All right, move. Benedict says, are there a Shaman traffic on the green, but a park? He said the light is green, but he's, you know, please move. Let's go. All right, yes.
Right, so, Mercury, now to we say...
Let's clear Lawrence. Lawrence Quason, they say his stomach. Uh-huh. He wants to visit the worship. Go.
Market.
Let's get into the market. Stay tuned. Hits 103.9 FM. Cruise control. Time for you. Say waiting. Dr. Shine is here. Mercury Quay is back on your radio. And of course, today you stand a chance to win 1,000 Ghana cedis live on the show.
Right.
Not when the show is over. Live on the show. *281#. Select option 5 and play the quick cash game. Let's go. Yeah. In case you just joined us, a big welcome to the Cruise Control, the biggest drive time show on radio. You're here with Mercury Quay, Dr. Shine. We are live on Facebook, Hits 103.9 FM on Facebook. Don't forget, you stand a chance to win 1,000 Ghana cedis live on the show. Before I say goodbye, all you need to do is to pick up your phone right now and dial *281#. Select option 5. *281#. Select option 5 and play the quick cash game. 1,000 Ghana cedis going out for grabs right here on the show. A number of people have come on seeking clearance before we continue. This one says, welcome back, Kwame Gideon. Thanks very, very much. And of course, Halfway Day Genius says, Stand Up Army is back. Yes, we are back on the radar. Lawrence Quason says, please, I park in front of some Soja gates. Claim me, make I go. Samuel Honyeji Vigor says, watching live inside J Town. And of course, Lawrence Quason. This is a good job, slap. All right. Okay. So, big shouts. All right, Dr. Sai.
Right.
Yeah, let's get into it. Yeah.
So, my request yesterday, Nana Kwame Bediakon.
Yeah.
The founder of New Force.
New Force, yeah.
Yesterday launched the Save Ghana Fund.
Save Ghana Fund, yeah. Right.
And this fund is intended to fund his campaign.
Right.
And the Africa dream, bringing the whole Africa together,
Right.
Developing Ghana, the dream to make Ghana beautiful, Ghana attractive before the whole world. Now, this fund is expected that every person, anyone at all, can donate.
Any well-meaning person Ghanaian, non-Ghanaian, right, can.
You can donate to help the dream. Yesterday, after the launch of this thing, people have been donating. And interestingly, even before the official announcement, the fund had been launched. So already people have been donating. The fund was launched some days ago, even before the official, announcement. And it's expected to expire on the Thursday, 5th December, 2024.
Before
the election, right? Like 2 days or so before the election. Now, yesterday at the launch, the big man, made a big announcement.
Right.
Announcement that made everyone at the gathering and everyone listening, went like, oh, this sounds good. This is beautiful.
Right.
500,000 Ghana cedis. Megukwe, big amount where the man Cheddar, they drop on this.
Contributing to the fund.
Exactly.
Oh, that sounds really good.
First, before we even go through the portal to see what is happening there, let's listen to the big announcement. Get on Facebook, catch the live feel of, the man Cheddar addressing us about the amount.
Live on Facebook, Hits 103.9 FM, now.
The media, the youth of this country, the experts, the widows, the poor and the rich, all Ghanaians, the abled and then disabled, politicians and leaders, I would like you to help me this very moment to declare that the Save Ghana Fund is finally launched. Say that I am to donate to this fund. Well, I don't know how long it's going to take for my check to clear that it will show, but this fund has three things. It's visible, it's accessible, and it's transparent. So every donation will be seen there. And however we're using the donation would also be seen right there. Why did we choose to do that? Because if I want to become a president of this country, then it's important that I start to demonstrate accountability, which is one thing that we've been lacking in this country. So I want you to know that your penny, your 50 pesos, your 10 cities, your 100 cities, your 1 million cities, whatever you give us, we want you to be able to see it. We want you to be able to assess it. And we want to talk about how it's being used, which I think many of you will ask these questions before we leave here. And the reason why we're using this money to change the political principles and the narratives of our governance in this country. Thank you very much once more, and I have 500,000 to start with it. 500,000 GH. So, what I'm saying is that I have started by sowing a seed into my country and the people. This movement is of a positive, genuine intention to make a change in our country. And my first contribution is 500,000 Ghana cedis, but this won't be my last either. And as you've already seen, all the investment that has gone in already was not because I'm looking for something for myself. It's because I want to change something for ourselves. Now,
half a million Ghana cedis.
Half a million. Yeah.
Like you drop out.
Yeah. But so, then, so yeah. What is the issue?
Ghanaians not get patient. As he talks, say, oh, he did drop the money, no. Then no, people are checking the portal. People are checking the portal back to back, seeing whether the money will reflect.
Instead of contributing,
instead
they are checking.
Instead of contributing. Maybe quick. So we are on the portal right now.
Okay, so what is happening
now,
on the portal?
On the portal, the last person to, in fact, the last person to contribute right now, if, can I mention the name?
Sure. It's a public,
exactly. So it's Aisha Sibido.
Aisha Sibido, right.
And she contributed 5 Ghana cedis.
Right.
Kwabena J, 19 minutes ago.
Right.
Contributed 1 Ghana cedi. And it's on Henry Osabute, 1 Ghana. It's on and on. Prince Ago, 10 Ghana. Anonymous, 1 Ghana. Charles Obri, 5 Ghana. So it's going on. Regina Ofori Bedi Akun has contributed 50 Ghana. Sounds so good. So the contribution is on. And the target is 100 million Ghana
100
cities.
Million Ghana cedis.
100 million Ghana cedis. That is the target. So far, we have about 5,952 1,000 Ghana cedis.
Sounds good. Hey, Fad has contributed.
What are you collecting money for?
Cheddar's campaign.
I have one question.
Okay.
The 500,000 that Cheddar
has
donated, right?
Yes.
Who is the money with? Have you? Mm-hmm, yes. You haven't thought about it. But you understand my question.
No, but it's going to the fund.
Yeah, I know. But where is the money?
He said during a statement that he didn't know how long it was going to take to clear the check, but he had started the process. Yeah. He said that.
So whose name is on the account?
On which account?
And who signed?
It's New Force. it's the New Force.
It's a New Force. So we should donate to the New Force, or we should donate to ourselves.
Donate to this account, Kofi.
What is the account? What is that
Save
account?
Ghana Fund.
Save Ghana Fund. Yes. To push the New Force.
To push the New Force.
Yeah. Yes.
To come and save us.
Yeah. Yes.
The future is in your hands. It's true.
So we would donate.
Yeah. Yes.
Then the New Force will come and use that donation to save
to
us.
To save, yes.
You know, he has promised to make, you know, millions of, you know, Ghanaians. We make about every Ghanaian 1 million, you know. Yeah, you are rich. Millions of.
So
rich
is this
men.
Like a scheme or something?
It's a fund.
Not for that,
this is a fund to help.
Okay.
With a campaign.
Okay.
Yes.
Physically.
To help the campaign.
Yes, of the
so
New
can
Force
you pay? Campaign.
Campaign to run the campaign.
I will.
Just give me the code.
Let me dial it.
If every Ghanaian contributes a Ghana
star
city.
What? *887.
Yeah. Star. Yeah.
Star.
2024. Yeah.
Hash.
Yeah. Send.
Who is writing the names of people who are donating?
It will show on the site.
So far people have donated 5,952 Ghana cedis.
Yes. Yeah. So if you Ghana do right now, we'll see your name. You drop it.
I donate on one cedi.
Yeah, if you do one cedi and 30 million people donate,
so
that's
30 million Ghana
cedis. Yes.
So you just donate 5 cedis and let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see if. Cities. Please watch the portal to see Kofi Hayford.
Donated. Please confirm for me.
It will show. Yeah. Let's see if it's.
Kofi is still. Aisha, where they there?
Your network will be bad. You're not using the company Wi-Fi. Please connect to the Wi-Fi. Megri.
Yo, Hayford.
Bienvenue.
Yo,
ça va?
Bon. Ça va.
Je te manque beaucoup.
Oui.
What?
Je te manque beaucoup.
Beaucoup.
Where?
Ah, where? Ah well, you know. So.
Je dis je te manque. I miss you.
Arnold.
Oh, you see,
Arnold.
I tell.
So you have to say moi aussi.
No.
Me too.
You see, when we do that, we go to do translation, and I don't want that on this platform.
Okay.
So friend back.
Yes, you understand.
Okay, then I'm going. Yeah, I'm going.
Go get some poisson. Go get some poisson.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So.
Turn up.
Right. So. Yes,
so,
you know,
Mary,
so yeah,
that's what it is about.
Is it showing Hayford's contribution?
Kofi, I'm not sure Kofi did the donation, but then if you donate, it will show up here, it will pop up here for everyone to see. And we are expecting that by December 5th, 2024, we'll close the account with 100 million Ghana cedis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the target. That's the target. People are, oh, John Egum, 1 minute ago, 2 cedis.
It works. You know, it's working. You know, yeah, right. So *281#, select option 5. Five. 1,000 Ghana cedis going out for grabs. Live on the show, right?
Yeah. So Mercury, now President Akufo-Addo has a message for the whole of Ghana. Yeah, and this message goes to electorate, people who will be voting in the December 7th election. Mercury, this message is that Mahama will destroy my legacy. Don't vote for him. He said the legacy that he's built, if you vote for, you know, former President Mahama,
yeah,
you are coming to spoil the whole legacy that he's built for the past 7 years.
Right, right.
And this is a legacy of President Akufo-Addo and his running mate, you know, his vice president, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia.
Mm.
A lot of, you know, things that has gone on. And this is a legacy that must be protected. So he's saying that if you vote for President Mahama, he will come and spoil all the legacy. Go spoil everything. And this matter I talk, people are asking questions.
Right. What are they saying? I'm more interested in what the people are saying. People are asking questions. Right. Yeah.
Where is the legacy? By the way.
What legacy?
What legacy?
That's the question, yeah.
Ghana alive in Ghana. See, how could you?
But you see, you can't say that.
How could you?
You can't say that. You can't say that.
They say what legacy?
I'm even hearing people say the best thing is actually to wipe off that legacy. And I say you can't. You see, you can't say that. You can't say that.
President Akufo-Addo's legacy.
Yeah. You cannot say that.
You cannot say that. So what do you think? What do you think? This legacy, if you vote for President Mahama, or the legacy of. What do you think?
Let's know what is on your mind. Get on Facebook right now. Hit 103.9 FM. Nelson Jatabo says, my president is back. Mercury Quay. Yes. Hmm. And Eric Scarvey says, how can we donate? What about legacy? This legacy matter, there, it looks like. Yeah.
So
Uza is a big issue.
Big convo.
Yeah.
Big convo.
Right.
Lord Paper. The man Lord Paper. See, Megwe. I don't know what they encourage you, they boost your morale to work more. But then Lord Paper is telling us that what encourages him or what empowers him, what triggers him, is knowing that someone is going out with his girlfriend.
Before that, on Facebook right now, we have a picture of President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo and ex-president, prospective President Mahama.
Right.
Ex-president / prospective. He's in contention. So, exactly. Prospective president. Yes, Mahama. Get on there and let's know. Like, what do you think about what President Akufo-Addo, you know, is saying that don't vote for Mahama. He will destroy my legacy. What is your take? Let's know. I see a lot of comments already on Facebook. It's crazy on Facebook already. We'll read your comments in a bit. Keep them coming. Yeah. Whilst you are putting your comments on there, let's talk about Lord Paper.
Mercury, so Lord Paper say what they encourage them, they boost him morale, he say no, somebody they move to his girlfriend. He say he had this issue and found out that musician Mr. Drew.
Yeah.
Zangba in woman.
What?
Mercury.
Lord Paper.
He say Mr. Drew.
Some paper.
It's some everything. He said, oh, he taking girlfriend. So after that issue, where he can realize it, no, what happened? What went wrong? He realized it, no, sick of Mr. Drew's fame and how he's going now. That'd be why his girlfriend fell for Mr. Drew. Mabukwe.
What?
Mabukwe. Mr. Drew. Mr. Drew. And people
Lord
like
Metal is
Lord Paper.
He's saying this.
Yeah. Mok will listen to Lord Paper and then we'll come to this issue because, Mabukwe, after this issue, people are sending us screenshots, videos, and messages of another issue. And it's a very big one. Mok will listen to Lord Paper.
Jane. Who's Jane?
Jane is the girl that inspired me to not stop because she cheated on me.
I like the way you are drinking water after mentioning Jane's name. She cheated on you.
Yeah.
And that is an inspiration.
I mean, she cheated on me with Mr. Drew. So I feel like she's into someone who is more successful. In terms of music.
You don't find yourself successful. Who's Jane? Is Jane a real person?
Yeah, she's a real person. I think she's even watching.
And Mr. Drew? Is this the Mr. Drew?
Yeah.
Singer Mr. Drew?
Yeah.
And Jane cheated on you and Mr. Drew?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you know this? How did you find out?
Because we've discussed it.
And it's all cool. This is not a stunt.
There's no stunt. You listen to the song so you understand. Everything is in there.
Are you cool? Are you and Mr. Drew cool?
Yeah, you are cool.
And is Jane cool with you mentioning her name? Is Jane her real name? I hope
that's the name.
And is she cool with you mentioning her name and telling us
this story? She's not popular, so I don't think. Unless I post her something, no one knows her.
Okay. And Jane and Drew, are they together? Are they together?
I don't know what's going on right now.
Wow, this is deep. Yeah, but how do you feel about all of this?
It inspires me to work harder.
Wow, Jane.
Yeah.
It looks like you're still in love with her. Are you obsessed with Jane?
Oh, I really loved her.
You loved her?
I really, really did. I wanted to marry her, actually.
How long ago was this?
October last year.
Okay, and if she comes back...
It's over. It's done.
I'm still curious. How did you find out?
I mean, Drew is my friend. It's my friend, and it's a small industry, so... Being a catcher, I mean, then I had to find out from him.
And then when you asked him, he
didn't lie to me. He said, yeah, but he didn't know she was my girl.
He didn't know, okay, so...
Yeah.
That is why if you are dating, you have to let your friends know your girlfriend.
Yeah, but... it's very important. But even in this case, it is more like...
Uh-huh.
He was dating the lady... But the lady was not dating him. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because it took another man
to
let you know. You understand? It's a little discombobulating.
Who be this Jane?
Yeah, and who is Jane?
Jane.
Is that the Eramai? He did that song, right?
Yeah.
But I, to be honest, my take on this, Dr. Shine, I don't think this is good for Lord Paper's brand.
Not at all.
You know, you see, like we always say, certain things are better left unsaid. And some of these stories, you tell them when you succeed. You see, today someone is talking about using one drop of water to start a water business. Someone is talking about using one paracetamol to start his pharmaceutical business. You see, you tell these stories when you are successful. You see, but in this case...
What was he saying? Your brand said...
You sound weak.
Very.
You understand?
Yeah.
You sound weak. I don't think this is good. You know, I think he could have avoided this story.
For not talk this to
me. Yeah, because now this becomes the subject. I'm not sure we... Big shout to Kwesi P.
Oh.
Kwesi P.
Oh.
You know, he's in the building. Legend. Yes, he's in the building. Kwesi P. Yeah, you know, so he could have focused on his new song. I believe that's what he was there to promote.
Definitely.
Yeah, so the subject will be on that. But talking about Mr. Drew, because he's a bigger artist and the lady fell for him and is motivating
makes you.
Makes
you a small artist.
Makes you, you know.
You don't get because woman, they left you to go take bigger brand.
Yeah, you don't do that because you see, you actually bust the bubble of your fans. Mm-hmm. And there are people following you right now that you are telling Mr. Drew is bigger than you. So if your woman left you for Mr. Drew, they might as well leave you for Mr. Drew. yeah, I think.